And we're going to first take the leads on a tour through the melody, starting at measure 61. Add a pinch of cinnamon. Leads are the words. It comes before the beat. Be like December. Do it again. One, a two, again, and go. Ascending, okay? Because that means that all the rest of you are probably going to need to accentuate that with a crescendo, okay? And so on and so forth. So listen to the melody, see where the shape of the line goes. And here we go, leads again at 61. A one, a two, a here we go. Places, okay? Now, for some of us, we have to just kind of stagger because the phrases are long, but add a pinch of cinnamon and suddenly the world begins to feel like December. Then we'll take a quick little break after that, where you'll always remember coming down the candy cane lane, then a breath, just a couple licks from the minty sugar stick, and everything turns winter green. We don't want to take a breath between stick and the word and there in measure 70. So be careful of that. Okay? Good. Now, can I hear basses? 61. A one, a two, a bass, and go. Oh. Let's sing the first phrase a time or two.
And the bench of seven, and suddenly the world began to feel. One, a two, again, and go.
Again, breath between the stick and everything. Okay? We're all naturally doing it, but I'd like to see if that could carry over. So basically, just a couple of minutes, so sugar, so you get everything turned 100 degrees. One big, long phrase. Try it, see if you can do it. Tank up. One, two, ready, and go.
Just a couple minutes from the minute you shut your stick, and everything turns winter green. On Candy Cane Lane, one rock from Elm Grove Street.
Good, we're missing some pitches in 74.5, so let's go back and catch that. And we go pick up to 73. Candy cane. One, two, go. And again, one, two, go. Candy Cane Lane, but now we got to fix what happens in 74. Four tenors. Sing the tenors and go. Excellent. Okay, can I hear leads and tenors? One block drum. Three, four, go. Baritone, same spot. One, two, bass begin. Good, put the berries in this time. 74, one, two, ready and go. Listen to this. Here's block drum. Even though you're switching pitches, it should sound the same. You're just swapping those pitches there. So be careful. And here, one block drum, tenors, leads. Three, four, go. Again, and go. And now gumdrop. Do the whole tag. Just a couple licks, and remember we had fun with that. One, two, ready, and go.
Just a couple licks from the Mickey Sugar Stick, and everything turns winter green. On Candy Cane Lane, one rock from from the mid sugar stick, and everything does.
Keep going. Tall.
Is the tenor got the melody all the way to the end?
No. The melody is in the lead line.
We just think we have it.
It switches from the tenor down to the lead at 69. It's actually the leads that have the melody the whole way through the tag.
Well, I mean from 73. Yeah, are we from 73 to the end?
Until is, yeah, tenors have the melody 73-4. Yep. Candy Cane Lane, one block from Gondrop. And then, passes to the lead on the street. Yeah, okay? But you don't have it up earlier. Okay, so here we are, just a couple licks, keep the tempo bright. Page now. Add a pinch of cinnamon. A one, a two, a here we go.
Add a pinch of cinnamon and suddenly the world begins to feel like December. Always remember, come and love the candy cane lane. Just a couple licks from the minty sugar stick.
There in 66, 67. Sing always remember. One, a 265 and go. Two, three, and stop. Good. Can I hear baritones always remember? One, two, a berries and go. You take the melody, pick up to 65.
That's what we pick it up?
Yep.
Okay.
So it starts off in the lead. Measure 64 after December into where? Yeah, okay. Alrighty. So, the last thing that I want to kind of clean up real fast before we get into Joy of the World, I'm running like 4 minutes late here, but I want to look and get 53. So it goes bass. This. Listen again. That's right. That was right. Yes, that was right. So it goes again. Bass, lead, vary, and then bass tenor. And try that. A one, a two, a ready, and. Yeah, so. Chipolatita, da. Chipolatita, da. One, a two, a ready, go. Good, now, let's get into that and see if we can make some sense of that. So bass, you're going to go. Smell so sweet, look good to me. You. Can I hear bass and tenor that smell so sweet? Start at an octave, one, a two, a ready, and go. So, see, that's nice and simple for the tenors. You do nothing on the downbeat of 53, and then you just echo with the basses on the nothing like. Can we do the same two parts again? One, two, smell again. Yeah? I think I heard a tenor maybe start a little too soon, but...
We beat the bass a little bit.
Yeah, by a little, okay? Good. One more time, then just make sure it's nice and clean. Smells so sweet again. One, a two, again, and go.
Smells so sweet, so good to me,
Okay, can I hear now leads that could ever... A one, a two, a go. Yeah, yeah, you got that little rest on the downbeat. Try that again. One, a two, again. Your bass and berries. One, two, smell and go. Yeah, close. Like a city block of hanging lights, where I. Gotta get down to that B flat on where I. Okay, we're gonna try to put all four parts together. One, two, go. That could ever smell sweet. A one, two, I know that there's probably some variations between sort of like first verse, second verse kind of stuff, but we should be getting to the point where this isn't so bad and I can do this. But I implore you now to start working on all those words, because there are a lot of them. And as Matthew and Elliot have pointed out, every shape and size does not really make sense. Because if it's a different shape. It's no longer a cane, is it? I have never thought of that before until just now. But yes, every size works, but every shape maybe not so much, because any shape that's not a cane is no longer a cane.
I was wondering why you're dimming the trees instead of trimming the trees.
Well, they didn't want the tree to burn down. Okay.
These are kids' things, so they don't know.
Right?